A battle between the Department of Energy and the state of Washington has halted some cleanup efforts at the nation's most contaminated nuclear waste site. The Hanford Nuclear Reservation, near the Washington-Oregon border, produced plutonium for nuclear weapons during the Cold War. It'll take decades to clean it up, but unless state and federal officials can resolve their differences, the cleanup may drag on even longer. From Oregon Public Broadcasting, Jeff Brady reports.
The amount of nuclear waste stored at Hanford is staggering. Department of Energy officials measure it in football fields stacked hundreds of feet high. Hanford sits along the Columbia River, and many worry nuclear waste may already be leaking into the water. The cleanup was expected to take 70 years, but last year the Bush administration announced plans to cut that in half. DOE critics like Paige Knight were skeptical.
You know, I don't think anybody wants to go against accelerated cleanup, but everybody wants quality cleanup.
Knight worries the government is so dead set on finishing cleanup in the next 35 years that it will cut corners in the process.
Well, we're not cutting corners at all.
Joe Davis is a spokesman for DOE.
We're complying with every legal and regulatory requirement to ensure that the cleanup of Hanford is done appropriately, safely, in accordance with all the laws and regulations.
The state of Washington is not convinced. Last winter, officials with its Department of Ecology thought they had an agreement with the Federal Energy Department to clean up tons of waste on a set schedule. But state spokeswoman Cheryl Hutchison says the federal government backed out.
A couple days before the end of February, the Department of Energy changed its mind, decided they not only did not want to reach those milestones, but for some reason they believed they could not and did not have to reach those milestones.
That's when the state started playing hardball. It sued DOE to bar any new waste from coming into Hanford, and it declared the DOE was violating state hazardous waste laws. But the Energy Department did not back down. Then a few weeks ago, state regulators issued a 14-page order unilaterally setting cleanup standards and deadlines. Hanford officials focused on one sentence that told the DOE to stop producing more hazardous waste. Since cleanup itself produced some waste, Hanford ordered its contractors to stop cleanup projects. Joe Davis with the DOE says the agency was just following the state's order.
What was issued is what we have to comply with, because the order is the order.
Cheryl Hutchison with the state of Washington says that was not the intent of the order. The state has since withdrawn that section. Hutchison says she hopes the two sides can resolve further misunderstandings like adults.
The way we expect to handle ourselves with matters relating to Hanford is we give each other a call, behave like mature professionals.
Calling into question the maturity of DOE officials may not be the best way to repair a relationship. Paige Knight with Hanford Watch worries the battle between the state and federal governments is getting in the way of cleanup.
One of my fears is how much ego is involved, because there are real issues that are involved that really justify putting one's foot down. But if we're doing an ego game on top of that, that's going to foul things up, and then we could really see some heavy-duty damage out of all of this.
State and DOE officials did meet Tuesday to work out their disagreements, and they made some progress. But the big issues, such as deadlines and cleanup standards, most likely will be worked out in court now rather than at a negotiation table. For NPR News, I'm Jeff Brady in Portland, Oregon.